With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. It took the Montana Public Service Commission less than 10 minutes Monday to approve a $1.1 million rate reduction for Missoula's Mountain Water Company.
We will call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries 4-1. Commissioner Bushman dissenting.
That vote was the follow-up to a marathon two-day rate hearing in Missoula back in early May. That hearing was meant to determine whether Mountain Water was essentially overcharging customers following the utility's surprise sale to a Canadian firm late last year. Public Service Commission spokesman Eric Sell.
Yeah, that is correct. The unauthorized sale and transfer back in January didn't allow the commission to dive into these types of questions regarding the cost of capital of the new owner and how that should be reflected into rates.
Witnesses for Liberty Utility, the Canadian firm that now owns Mountain Water, testified to the PSC in early May that its rates are appropriate. Commissioners this week determined Mountain Water's sale to Liberty translates into lower interest rates on Mountain Water's debts, and those savings should be passed on to local ratepayers. Eric Sell.
$1.1 million annually, and that's about 5.97%.
The Montana Consumer Council hoped the PSC would approve a much steeper rate cut, something closer to $6 million. Consumer Council staff represent public utility and transportation consumers in regulation cases. Eric Sell says the PSC came to a different conclusion.
We did some calculations based off of the record in front of us, and the number that we came up with was $1.1 million in savings based off of this low interest rate loan that Liberty used to purchase the water system. Now, that's different than what the expert witness of the Consumer Council came up with.
Not all of the loan details are publicly available. Mountain Water argues some of that information is proprietary. The company declined to comment until it had a chance to review the PSC's full order.
Actually, the commission is holding a work session next week to rule on a request from the Consumer Council that that information be made public. So we will be revisiting this in the next week or so.
Sell says this week's rate ruling is about what's fair and just for Mountain Water's customers, not the company's bottom line.
The $1.1 million reduction is a savings that wasn't there before, and that should be benefiting the ratepayers and not the company. I mean, that if for rates to remain just and reasonable, this had to be passed on to the ratepayers. Based off of our analysis, Mountain Water is still able to recover enough to earn their return and maintain their quality of service to their customers.
This rate case has no connection to the city of Missoula's attempt to take possession of Mountain Water through condemnation. That case is currently being considered by the Montana Supreme Court. In fact, the only public service commissioner to vote against the rate reduction cited that case in his dissent. Kirk Bushman of Billings argued the rate investigation should never have commenced until the Montana Supreme Court returns its ruling. The company will have a chance to challenge the order in district court if it so chooses. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.